Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Real interesting disconnect there, Adora.
And we're going to stay with politics to talk a bit about some advertising. Essentially, an almost new type of attack is emerging, which is ads being used in very specific areas in the country in some of the battleground states. We're talking about ads targeting Barack Obama produced by political action committees that are not connected to John McCain. Joining us for more is the New York Times, Jim Rutenberg. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning to you.
So tell us what's happening in Michigan.
Well, I'm here in Sterling Heights, Michigan. And a group called Freedom's Defense Fund is running cable spots. It's advertisements on the local cable networks here in this town, attacking Senator Obama by linking him to Kwame Kilpatrick, the now resigned mayor of Detroit, and another one linking him to his old pastor, Reverend Wright.
And so what's the subtext for this? I mean, first of all, we've never seen much evidence that Barack Obama and Kwame Kilpatrick were ever terribly close, not like, say, Deval Patrick, the governor of Massachusetts, and Barack Obama, who are very close.
Well, local Democrats say the subtext is race. Jennifer Granholm, the governor here, has made the assertion straight out. The group itself says this isn't about race. They're going to do ads about two other associates of Obama's who are not black. That's Tony Rezgo, the disgraced developer, and William Ayers, the former Weather Underground leader. However, they do say they have a last ad that will have to do with Obama's supposed connection to Prime Minister Odinga of Kenya, which is sort of a conspiracy theory that's been bouncing around there on the internet.
So who is the Freedom's Defense Fund, and who's involved, and what kind of financial backing do they have?
Well, they have as a consultant Jerome Corsi, the author of the book Obamanation, which has been widely panned as being packed with inaccuracies. And they also have as a treasurer a guy who had worked with the Reagan campaign, but later the Buchanan campaign, Scott McKenzie. To be fair, also he worked for Jack Kemp's 88 campaign. And basically it's sort of tied to this direct mail firm that works with a couple of these groups.
And is this happening just in Michigan, or are they more spread out? Do they have a lot of money backing them?
This group doesn't have a ton of money. And again, you asked earlier, I'm sorry I didn't answer that. This is a PAC, and they've raised money from individuals, conservatives across the country, with help from Mr. Corsi, who's written their fundraising appeals or helped them write their fundraising appeals. And they also are tied to a group that has run an ad in Dayton. It's called the Black Republican PAC, and that's a PAC of, it has black leadership, but this group's behind it as well. And they've run an ad accusing Obama of infanticide, and it's only in Dayton.
Whoa.
Supporting infanticide.
You know what, Jim?
That's
pretty intense, and we're going to certainly have to have you come back to talk about that. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Jim Rutenberg from the New York Times, reporting from Michigan.
Politics 08. Boy, that's a disturbing couple of stories there.